Welcome to the Bicycle Media Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the health of the cycling industry.
Not a lot of people had that tone that just said, ride whatever bike you want to ride.
Try and really focus and make sure the rider has a great experience.
There's a couple of things about building a custom bike.
What these e-bikes can do.
The customer just wouldn't take no for an answer kind of thing.
But I think in a way we're in a sweet spot where we don't have all this stuff tying us down.
We just discussed about making the cycling industry more welcoming for a woman.
The bike mechanic was right there on the floor.
Something that Weir has really done well in the last couple of years is driven by rock and roll.
So in this podcast, we're going to talk to a mechanic, to bike shop owners, to race event managers, brands big and small. You can visit us at liftvalet.com/bicycle. This episode is the first of a few in our series on women in the cycling industry. So I spoke with Vanessa Lebrun. She is the Live specialist for Giant Canada. She manages things like the Live Ambassador program and supports events like Crankworx as well as all of their dealers. And of course, Liv, they don't just make bikes for women, but they're thinking about design considerations for everything from frame to components. And so Vanessa and I, we talked about what shops can do to attract more female staff and riders. We talked a little bit about her work countrywide, her background in cycling, and how she stays busy. I've done a fair bit of work with some of Giant's retailers, their concept stores, formerly Giant Edmonton, as well as Giant White Rock and Langley. So a bit of familiarity with the brand Liv. So it's really cool to speak to somebody from head office and have a little chat, and again, certainly talk about Liv and Liv Forward as well as all of their work. So big thanks again to Vanessa. And again, here's my interview with Vanessa Lebrun. Vanessa, thank you so much for being on the call. We've had a little bit of technical difficulties, which we're just going to fly through. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me today. I'm really excited about this podcast.
Appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to it as well. Our listeners are going to range from, you know, bike shop owners, cyclists themselves, mechanics, those that are putting on race events, just a wide perspective of individuals. But can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you got to be a part of Liv?
Yeah, sure. I've been cycling basically since a really young age. So I remember just like cruising around in the neighborhood on my shiny track bike when I was really young. And then as I grew up, biking became a more mode of transportation. So I got my first job and I was biking to work every single day, and then moved to Quebec City. So I come from in a small town in Quebec. And then I moved to Quebec City, started university, and kept on biking around to go to work and to school. And I studied in marketing, consumer behavior at university, at Laval University in Quebec City. And then that's at that point that I started mountain biking. And I remember going for a hike at Mont Saint-Anne and seeing all the bikers in the parking lot getting ready to hit the chair. And I just thought, like, one day I'm going to be able to do something like that. And that's when I moved to BC in 2015 that I became really more serious about biking. So I started mountain biking almost on a daily basis. And I started working at Giant Bicycle in the sales department in 2017. And last year in 2019, I got a marketing position. So I moved to the marketing department for everything Liv related. And yeah, I'm really open to any type of biking. So I mountain bike a lot, but I also enjoy road riding. And I did my first triathlon last year. And I'm really open to get into that gravel adventure thing in the upcoming year.
Well, congratulations on, you know, moving up the ladder and finding new areas within the industry to call home and to use your education. In your opinion, how can we get more women working in the cycling industry like yourself in various positions?
Well, I think that sharing the information is a big one. I really think that businesses and companies have a lot to win in being more welcoming to women. So at Liv, we believe that women are different than men, as they are from each other, of course. And therefore, the way they work is also different. So I think that having a diversified team will bring so many different ideas and different ways of doing things. So I really think that the industry needs to talk to women and invite women. So everyone can use a wrench and everyone can talk about a bike. But I think that just having the right attitude, like everyone can learn skills, but finding somebody who has the right attitude and really wants to learn is really important in order to build a strong team. And so, yeah, just writing job offers that are not destined only to the bros of the industry, mm-hmm. but that are really inviting to everyone, no matter what gender you are, is really mandatory. And also, I think that just highlighting all the wonderful women who have already made their place in the cycling industry is a really good way to inspire more people.
Can you talk a little bit why a brand like Liv is so healthy in that regard, that that leadership and key roles are you know being so well executed by wonderful females in the cycling industry?
Actually, Liv is there to push women cycling forward and to push the industry to invest in women cycling. So I think just us being there is kind of shaking the industry. I think that brands are missing out on 50% of the population if they don't talk to women. So just us being there is pushing the whole thing forward. And well, I think that women specific products are really important for the cycling industry, and that at all level of skill, so from beginner to pro, but especially at the entry level. So we all know that the first experience on a bike can be a little intimidating, and having products that focus on women's comfort, women's taste, and women's needs will ensure a positive first experience, and hopefully will make of a first timer a long-term cyclist. And then it means more customers for everyone in the cycling industry, basically. So just the way we're inviting more women to ride, I think it's really good for the whole industry. And you know, we just discussed about making the cycling industry more welcoming for women in a workplace perspective, but we also work with our partner bike shops, so they become more welcoming to their female customers as well.
Podcast is caffeinated by Roasty Coffee Company, a small batch coffee roaster and cafe in Sherwood Park, Alberta. They now offer free home delivery in the Edmonton area and free shipping Canada-wide on orders over $36. Check them out at roasty.ca, that's roasty.ca, and order yourself some. So thanks, guys, for keeping us caffeinated. That leads me to my next question, certainly with respect to how can bike shops bring in more younger female riders. We have to get them off cell phones. We have to get their thumbs, males and females, we have to get their thumbs off cell phones and onto handlebars, so to speak. What can bike shops do to bring in more younger female riders? Because again, there's a wide range of disciplines that they can get into from track and downhill, but what can the shop do to try and bring them more in? I mean, more than just having a TikTok or an Instagram account, how can we bring more younger females to try cycling?
Well, like, first of all, cycling is about the experience, I think. So just for example, at Liv Canada, we have a huge ambassador program. So we have 50 store ambassadors across the country. And I think that having women ambassadors in your store who are not necessarily competing but are community builders is a really good way to bring more women in your store. So I know you mentioned younger female cyclists, so how to like bring more kids to ride. Well, I have a few shop in mind that are doing an amazing job at organizing family events so parents and kids can get together and ride. So I think it makes it easier for the parents. They get a better ride in, they are able to socialize, and then the kids are able to also learn from other kids and make friends through cycling, which will hopefully be a life changer. I feel like once you discover the world of cycling, there's no going back. So it's a life-changing experiment. And I find it funny, I had an ambassador, so I was discussing about that with an ambassador, and she was seeing how they were organizing all kind of events with other families. And she was saying that her kids were, like, they tend to be a little whiny when they were just going with the close, like, direct family for a bike ride. But as soon as there was other kids around, they just wanted to prove themselves, and they were just having the best rides ever because they wanted to they were kind of pushing each other. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and it's a really good way to bring more kids on bikes and just make them having like have more fun on the bikes. Mm-hmm. And also, just recently, I did some research at our Canadian dealers, and I realized that on a marketing point of view, there's not that many bike shops who have pictures of women cyclists in their shop. So there's a lot of advertisements done with men, but you don't see that many images of women cyclists. So I think that that's something really easy to improve. And at Liv, actually, we have so many pictures, and we do photo shoots all the time. So just finding images so the young female riders, they can like project themselves and see themselves and walk in the bike shop and think that they belong there and that the bike shop is actually talking to them. I think that that's really important as well.
Yeah, and the folks that are listening, I can attest to Vanessa with respect to the lifestyle photography that I had access to working with you know, formerly Giant Edmonton and the short time I spent with Giant White Rock and Giant Langley, when it came time to do different campaigns, huge resource library from those photo shoots, both just with female riders on their own or in, you know, pairs or even with family on some of the kids bikes products, which I thought was important. And you definitely said it with respect to, we need to be able to provide that lifestyle imagery so that other female riders can project themselves and see themselves riding. I think it's fantastic. Vanessa, thank you so much for your time today. I mean, sorry for the, you know, the technical difficulties where I'm sort of holding the microphone holding my cell phone on speaker up to the microphone. It's how I used to record these podcasts, but how can listeners learn more about Liv and the work you guys are doing?
Well, follow Liv Cycling Canada on Facebook and Instagram. So we share all kind of content and we keep you updated on there. And there's also our Liv Cycling Canada website. So liv-cycling.com/ca. So there's all kind of useful information for our customers, but also for your staff and for yourself if you work at a bike shop. So I definitely invite you to check it out.
Awesome. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Vanessa for her time. Next episode is going to be with Dale Marchand. He's the man behind Rolling Dale Cycles. He's been producing handcrafted titanium bikes. He moved from steel to titanium pretty early on in his career, and he kind of knew that that's what he wanted to do. And I toured his shop up in St. Albert. Really cool stuff, and he does a lot of his own fabrication for just the different molds and setups he needs to build the bikes that he's building for his customers. So we talked about the benefits of a pinion gearbox system with belt drive versus chain ring system, and definitely designing for gravel and his infamous fat bike. So pretty cool guy. Definitely a shout out to a lot of the custom builders out there and the work that they put into building bikes. So very cool to talk to Dale, and looking forward to that episode coming up next. So again, thanks for tuning in. Be sure and subscribe. Check it out, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. It's all there. Follow us on social. We're just getting things rolling here, but definitely loving the podcasts and the eight or so episodes that we still have in the hopper, as well as a few that we've got coming up. So very excited to chat with new folks in the cycling industry. And if you have a suggestion for who we should speak to, we definitely take them and reach out. Or if you have a company that you want to promote, give me a shout. Contact me, bicyclemediayeg@gmail.com, and we can set something up. Look forward to speaking to you. Again, hope you're staying well. Tune in for the next episode. Cheers for now.